Okay, 3, 2.
3, 2, hit it!
It's time to double down with Max and Stacey on Sputnik Radio. Coming up on the show, we talk to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. But first, as always, it's time to hear from Stacey with the hottest headlines of the day.
Hashtag mint the coin. Yes, the coin, the platinum coin. You know, we are in the midst of a financial crisis where the banks are going to be insolvent and need to be bailed out and industry need to be bailed out when they present the platinum coin idea. Right now, members of Congress are suggesting we print two coins of platinum coins that are valued at $1 trillion each.
Right. This is rearing its ugly head again. So I believe this was first floated about 10 years ago or so. And there was a big debate and Paul Krugman of the New York Times got involved. And could the Treasury issue these $1 trillion coins to bypass having to borrow from the Fed? And is it just a loophole or is it sound economic policy? But clearly they are scraping the bottom of the barrel to come up with ways to stave off what appears like the Great Depression on steroids. Don't think any of this stuff's going to work, though, Stacey.
No. Obviously, many industries are going to need some sort of bailout as we face a, 5-6 week total lockdown. All businesses must stop except for supermarkets and hospitals. The Dow has wiped out 3 years of gains. Biden has gone missing, many are saying. And, well, you know, the person to talk to about this, because where is this all going? You know, nobody knows for sure. Goldman Sachs, for example, is predicting that in the second quarter of 2020 coming up, that the GDP will decline by 24%, which is the biggest quarterly decline in the history of the United States. And Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com, well, he could possibly offer some suggestions about what the future might look like. Gerald, the trend in U.S. politics over the past decades has been to enable the hollowing out of U.S. manufacturing and knowledge and innovation. 2 months into this COVID-19 pandemic, the U.S. is still not able to provide personal protection equipment for its healthcare workers. What does this tell you and us about how far we have fallen as a nation? And could some good actually come out of this for the future, i.e. manufacturing having to return to the United States and thus wealth creation?
Well, what happened is that the politicians have destroyed life in America. You go back to Jimmy Carter doing away with the usury laws, and before that, giving more and more. I remember when they used to have a thing called on Sundays. Nobody went to work on Sunday. Everything was closed down and people enjoyed themselves and they got people to work. We got to open up on Sunday. And then they went into Bill Clinton, of course, with NAFTA and the World Trade Organization. What did we lose? About almost 1 million jobs in NAFTA and about 3.5 million to China. And then you have a guy like Trump blaming China for devaluing their currency so they could export more. And what people are missing is the big picture is that it's not the Chinese. Our governments have sold us out so the corporations could bring their jobs overseas, get their products made by slave labor, bring the products back here, mark up their value, sell them to us, and make more money. And that's what's happened. They've destroyed the entire nation. One of my trends going back about 10 years ago with self-sustaining economies. Here in the United States, we have more human and natural resources at higher levels than just about anywhere else in the world. I hear all of these, you know, I'm 15 minutes from Woodstock, New York, all these liberals with their quiche-eating grins and their balsamic smiles talking about buy local, buy local. Hey, how about buying national? Now, what's the matter with you? You're a populist. No, it's okay to buy local, but not to buy national? No, it's not. Because I'm one of those companies that's getting my chimes or whatever else made overseas, and I'll call them whatever I want, but I'm making it by slave labor. They've sold out our country, and all you have to do is look at how they're destroying us now.
Right. Now, Gerald, you mentioned Woodstock there. I was, when you were speaking, I had this kind of a flashback to the 60s and 70s, and values in America were a lot different. Now, in the Woodstock era in the 60s and early 70s, it was a time of liberalization and social experimentation, the introduction of mass culture and the youth culture. And I would posit that this is now the first time that we as a country have experienced the need for a collective response to a national crisis. Not since World War II has there been a need for sacrifice. And that word sacrifice has pretty much been taken out of the dictionary because Americanism has become indulgentism. It's just, I want my instant gratification now. It's not to say that we can't deal with the crisis, but do we have it in us, do you think, in the American character to rise to the occasion? Or is the America that won World War II just completely gone?
The America that's won World War II is completely gone. Woodstock became Woodstock because of Vietnam. You know, I'm of that draft age. You know, I'm 73 years old. So I'm the first of the baby boomers. And I have to tell you, every day I'd wake up, are they going to get me, you know, during the Vietnam War. So now, will it happen again? To answer your question, even though I said what I said, yes, it will. And now, we've never seen a better time for it to happen. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And they're going to lose it big time. You have a little governor over here, Andy Cuomo, a little boy born on third base like his brother Chris on CNN, the Cartoon News Network. That would be nobody's if daddy wasn't Mario. But I got, hey, don't you know who I am? I'm going to change the Tappan Zee Bridge. I'm going to name it after daddy. I'm a daddy's boy. He declared, you could go to our Trends in the News, our Trends Journal broadcasts. He declared 2 weeks ago, he snuck in this emergency declaration into a piece of legislation to give him the supreme almighty power to declare anything he wants over New York State and shut down the entire place. So, to answer your question, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. Let's take the restaurant business. Even when business is great, it's a tough business to be in. It's all closed down. How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to pay my taxes? How am I going to pay my bills? The waiters, the wait staff, the people that wash the dishes, the chefs. And then you look at, hey, how about the people that make the food? How about the people that deliver the food? Now let's multiply this by all the stores closing down, all the products that have been made that aren't going to be sold, all the people out of work. Hey, Salenti, calm down. You got this going on around the world. We're going to see a panic like we've never seen before. We are going to see the change in world history. It's happening now. You're going to see new third parties emerge. You're going to see chaos like we've never seen it before. You got these stupid little clowns that start wars. Hey, what's the exit strategy? Screw you. I don't have to have an exit strategy. I'll start a war in Afghanistan. I'm little Georgie Bush, just like that Cuomo guy. Think they're tough. Because daddy got him there. All right? The same thing is going on around the world. Look at that little garçon Macron over there in France. You spent a bit of time over there. How much do the people like Macron? And now that little Rothschild boy is sending out the dictatorial messages. You stay in your home, or we got the little boys and girls who used to lock you up when you had too many drinks. Now they're going to lock you up for going out in the street. You're going to see a revolution worldwide like we've never seen before.
Well, I mean, let's look at the positive side of this, because there were generations of America that survived World War I, then the pandemic, the Spanish flu pandemic that killed millions of people around the world. Then they had the Great Depression. Then they had World War II. So we survived that as a people. We survived that as a species. The human species survived it despite all the chaos across Europe that happened then. We also survived the bubonic plague, which wiped out half of the population of Europe after the bubonic plague. And it was obviously a very horrible situation for loads and loads of families, but it did break the back of feudalism. We saw all the peasants able to negotiate better wages. So we had that system. And now we have a system whereby you mentioned you're the oldest of the you're the first of the baby boomers. Max is the last of the baby boomers. Is this a sort of moment where everything will come crashing down? All of the neoliberal debt-based world that the baby boomers, you know, through being first in on the 1971 fiatization of the world, they got, you know, a nice ride for the last 40 years, but the ride's over. And it's time for somebody else to step into the driver's seat. And maybe Generation Z, which are between the ages of 4 and 24, and to a lesser extent, the millennials who are from 25 up to 41. So, you know, is it a sort of situation where it could be the moment, this could be a, it is a once in a several generation sort of event, this pandemic, but it also can make a generation like the greatest generation back in the early 1900s.
Yes, it can. And again, the pandemic is the total shutdown. Over a billion people are locked down. This has never been, we've never witnessed anything like this in the history of the world, part one or part two. So yes, I agree with you. What followed the Black Plague? The Renaissance. And it's time for a renaissance. Alla Romana all'antica, in the manner of the Romans and the ancients, they used to describe the quality of their work, to go back to when, hey, you want to make America great again? Yeah, let's bring back the real culture. So yes, this is a turning point in history like we've never seen before. Two things before I forget. I believe they're going to confiscate gold again. You just see the powers that these psychopathic, pathological liars, sociopaths that we call politicians, the actions that they're taking to close down entire countries, states, cities, etc. They're going to confiscate gold, and we're going to go from dirty cash to digital trash. They're going to go with digital currencies. They're not going to be able to, the currencies right now are going to decline to nothing. They can't keep printing out all this digital money backed by nothing and printed on nothing. So they're going to come out with a new line of currencies. And matter of fact, that's going to be the major story in our Trends Journal on Tuesday.
Is it time to vote for Mr. Boogie?
You know what it's time for? It's time for, you're seeing now, this is again, as Stacy pointed out, there's so much changes going on here. It's a whole new world order. So now, because social distancing, who can make up a word like this? I say you got to be a meter away. I say 2 meters away. Now they're going to have more people voting online. Great. Now we could have direct democracy. Hey, we're voting online. Poof. You want to close down New York State? Hey, little Andy Cuomo, a little boy of nothing, you're not my leader. I wasn't put on this earth to follow orders. So let the people vote. Now we have digital voting. We have online voting. Oh, they made it legal now. Yeah, because you can't go to them polls. You'd be too close and you get, you know, you're not social distance enough. So now, you want to close down your state? Let the people vote. You want to raise taxes? Let the people vote. You want to whatever. Oh, that's the other thing, by the way. The closed border situation ain't only going to be an issue no more. They're going to close down all the borders everywhere. But going back to this, before I lose my train of thought, this is a time for direct democracy. This is a time for we the people to decide our own future and not a lot of low-life political garbage. And I say to everyone, Google up the definition of politician. Someone that's manipulative and devious, typically to gain advancement within an organization.
Well, while everybody's at Google, I also recommend they go Google the end of an empire, how these empires fall apart in this sort of incompetence and foolery from the political class who no longer know how to rule. And by the way, you know, these are the sort of trends that we have been looking at: deglobalization, de-dollarization, and I guess global Great Depression, Max.
Right. Sounds like things are going well in Kingston, New York, with Gerald Celente. Well, That's going to do it for this episode of Double Down with me, Max Kaiser, and Stacey Herbert on Sputnik Radio. I'd like to thank our guest, Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. Until next week, bye, y'all.